If you've never seen a koala in the wild, it seems southwest Victoria could well be the place to go. At the Outside broadcast in Haywood last Wednesday, a few people, quite unconnected to each other, approach us to talk about koalas. Now, according to these locals, koalas in some parts of the southwest are in plague proportions. They say that in the last 20 to 15 years, koalas have gone from being quite rare to see locally to being a dime a dozen, basically. Keita Ashman has been researching koalas in the area for the last couple of years. Can you just explain for listeners what you've been looking at with the koala population in the southwest?
So the last few years, I've been doing a fair bit of research in and around the southwest, looking at population densities and their movements as well, and how that's basically affected by the presence of plantations in that landscape.
Okay, so what have you found in broad terms?
We did a big sweep of the area, looking at where koalas were with respect to plantations. So we surveyed roadside vegetation, native blocks of vegetation and plantations for koala numbers. And that was right across southwest Victoria. And we did find that there's typically highest numbers of koalas in plantations. So that was, you know, a little bit alarming to us, but it's kind of what we expected in a lot of ways as well, just because that area has had a huge amount of blue gum plantation pop up over the last two decades. And that's a really high quality food tree for koalas. So it's basically just put a whole bunch of resources out there for a population to increase.
What sort of density in those plantations?
So on average, we found about one koala per hectare, but our spatial modelling for that region predicted up to six koalas per hectare, especially in the south kind of areas of southwest Victoria, so near Portland and Bessiebell. So some pretty high numbers. To put it kind of in context, numbers in Cape Otway when we started seeing effects of koalas on native trees were about 10, anywhere between 10 and 18 per hectare, so pretty high. But with animals, you know, a couple of animals per hectare, you're going to start seeing some effects on native vegetation for sure.
So when locals came up to us last Wednesday to complain about the sheer number of koalas on and around their properties, that's not a surprise to you?
No, not at all. Having spent the last 2 years down there, you definitely see the effects, both on roadside vegetation and on private land, especially because a lot of private landholders have, you know, a couple of trees dotted throughout their property, and koalas tend to find a spot they like and sit in there. So, you know, if you've got one or two koalas sitting in one of your beautiful big gum trees in your yard, it's not going to take long before you start noticing the effects and seeing the leaves start to thin and the trees start to get really stressed. And that just eventually results in, you know, tree death and forest death.